Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Terry Reynolds joins us. He's director of the Department of Business and Industry for the state of Nevada. And he's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail, we help it grow, and we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Terry Reynolds. He is director of the Department of Business and Industry for the state of Nevada. And I want to point out that you and I have had a relationship going back to the mid-1980s when you were the Elko City Manager.
Yes.
So really a pleasure to have you back on
the
program, sir. So if you would just briefly share some of the departments that come under the heading of Department of Business and Industry.
Well, Sam, we have 11 different divisions within our department. So we have insurance, real estate, industrial relations, the labor commissioner. Now, industrial relations, I should point out, has OSHA, mine safety, workers' comp, safety training and consultation, and mechanical, so that's elevators and escalators on that. We also have the taxi authority down in Las Vegas that we oversee. We also oversee the Nevada Transportation Authority, which is everything outside of Clark County, limos, buses, shuttles, taxis, and the rest of the state. We have EMRB, which is our smallest agency, consisting of about three people, who basically has a panel of people that moderate and make decisions on local government union disputes. So, and we cover all the local government, school district, union employees within the state of Nevada. We also have housing. Our housing agency works on manufactured housing, also on providing bonds for low-income affordable housing programs. We do mortgage assistance programs. So we cover the full array. When we say housing, it covers the full array of types of housing, housing assistance, housing programs, building housing, everything that you will see under the tab of housing within the state of Nevada. Also, we have when I say real estate, we also cover the side of common interest communities and timeshares within the real estate division. So it is 50% covers HOAs. The other side is typically licensing of real estate brokers and real estate agents, as well as property managers within that context of real estate. We also cover, which a lot of people don't know, is the Nevada Attorney for Injured Workers. So we represent on appeal injured workers that have had their workers' comp claims turned down. We represent them, and we're one of the I think, one of two states in the United States that has this type of setup. It's been very effective, and they really account for millions of dollars worth of assistance back to employees who have had to appeal their cases. And so it's a very effective program. Consists of about 30 different attorneys and legal researchers within the state, both in Carson City and in Las Vegas. So we really cover the full gamut of business in Nevada. One of the things that I don't think people know is we're responsible for licensing about 265,000 individuals and companies within the state.
All right, so knowing that you really go from soup to nuts in terms of everything to do with business and industry, at this point in your conversations with the governor, how much trouble are we in?
Well, I think that there's was a tremendous amount of pressure to get the economy rolling. We have and I think it really rolls down to when we're ready to open it up and where people have enough confidence. I think you read in the paper this weekend where businesses opened, but there wasn't a rush for people to come back in and go into those businesses. And I think that's part of it. I think we have to work on making sure that we have the safest environment for people to come back into business in Nevada, and especially within the casino environment. I mean, my goodness, that's still a major economic engine for our state, and it has been crippled. We hope to see it come back in toward the end of the month or first in sometime in June, but that's up to the Gaming Control Board and their members to decide, when it's ready and when the protocols are there to be able to open gaming back up. But I think it's going to be very difficult for about the next 18 months to 2 years for this state.
So you agree with the comments that came out from Jan Jones a couple of weeks ago that said it's going to be the end of 2022 most likely before we are fully recovered?
Oh, I think so, because I think you're going to see, some of the recovery. We're looking at, we've had a considerable amount of financial aid come in to Nevada, but a lot of that's going to offset our costs in dealing with the pandemic. So we've received up to about $1.2 billion, and that's for general aid. And we're going to see also additional monies coming in, but still we need to get the economy going back. And that's going to really be up to how much confidence people have in getting out there and going to businesses and going to casinos and going to large-scale events. And I don't think that's going to happen for a while.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more that I don't know what the percentages are, but there are certainly a group of people like myself who are looking for bargains in airfare to look at a couple of months down the road in terms of resuming travel. And there are other people that are looking at this going, well, I know the restaurants are open, but I'm going to take a couple of months before I feel comfortable going out. So we really have to go, and I think the media is going to be a big part of this, because the media did a fantastic job of shutting down the economy, as it should have done. But there has to be a point, and unfortunately, a lot of times, the media tends to be behind the curve. They're so busy telling the stories of all the bad things that are happening, which they need to do, but they sometimes are slow to turn around and say, well, these are all the good things, because they feel their job is not to report on all the airplanes landing safely every day. And I've always said that I think that actually in times like this, their job is to do that.
I think that there's a collective responsibility. This crisis has hit not only, it's not a regional crisis, it's not a statewide crisis, it's a national crisis, and even a worldwide crisis where we've seen, countries just be decimated by this, both in terms of lives, but also financially. And so it's going to take some time. It's going to take time for international travel. It's going to take time for even local travel. I'm not hearing, people say, well, I'm going to go up to Elko for the weekend, which probably can go out and enjoy the great outdoors would be a good thing to do. And I think we need to promote those types of things, that it's safe to get out, it's safe to enjoy our parks, it's safe, our national parks, our local state parks, to get out and enjoy some of those recreational opportunities and buy gas, you know, and stop at a store and that are open now and be able to energize the economy both locally and shop locally too. I think, you know, that's incredibly important right now for us to kind of focus in on what we have to do as citizens within the state of Nevada to be able to bring our economy back.
One of the things that one has to look at realistically, and maybe this was a shock to people who are not business people, and I've been a business person for a very long time, so I have seen the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur. I don't think people realized how many businesses live on a week-to-week basis, not even a month-to-month basis, but a week-to-week basis. In your conversations with the governor and other members of his inner circle, are you looking at a large percentage of businesses that are just not going to be able to reopen, not because they are not physically able to reopen, but the amount of money it would take for them to get back in?
You know, that is really a major concern. We have seen through the loans that went out, and frankly, you know, Nevada was handicapped in that first go-around with the Paycheck Protection Plan monies that came in because they didn't go to gaming. So if you had 33% or more of your income from gaming, so if you had a restaurant and you had 15 slots within your restaurant, you may not qualify for that type of loan. And so there was a lot of small businesses that were affected by that. All of the like Dottie's and the tavern gaming and even restaurants were affected by that. And frankly, you know, a lot of those are not going to make it. And they're going to have difficulty bringing employees back and getting people back in to those businesses. So yes, we're very concerned about that. Also small retail. One of the things that we saw was a lot of the large banks basically when they got those paycheck protection funds, went to their best customers, to their larger customers. That didn't come out to their smaller small business people. You saw the article in the paper about the mayor's business.
That was told right on this program.
Yeah, that was a classic example of.
For those that haven't seen that, Wells Fargo turned down the mayor of Reno. She has two businesses. That are small businesses, mm-hmm. and she was turned down for a paycheck protection loan. I will tell you that I was flooded with phone calls at my office from local banks offering to help the mayor because they responded immediately upon hearing that news that she was turned down by Wells right. Fargo.
So the second go around, I think, was better. The loans were smaller and more distributed, but by that time, a lot of people really had. We're kind of disgusted and given up on that, and really couldn't apply, get the application out fast enough. We set up programs to try to help people fill out those applications. This was through the SBA. The other part of it is the Treasury didn't get the guidelines out in the first go around for several weeks after the program went out. So banks were really hesitant, especially the local banks, smaller banks. They were hesitant to carry out the program, not knowing what the guidelines were going to be.
So okay, let's give people a real dose of reality. Mm-hmm. And that is, government doesn't turn on a dime. That, you know, the Congress can pass a law quickly, which mm-hmm.
They did.
But then it has to go to regulators, it has to have rules and regulations, the money has to be sent out. But this is not, for anybody who's gotten a government check so far from the federal government, they should be counting their lucky stars because it came so quickly, even though it's been weeks now. Isn't that true?
That is true, but you know the ability for these businesses to get out and get that money was severely hindered in the first go-around. The second go-around, it was a little bit better. We processed more loans. Nevada came up in the rankings of states that got loans. However, still, I don't think it reached really the types of businesses that really needed those dollars.
Okay, and just to go back for a second, you were talking about Dottie's and I presume Golden Gaming as two of the companies that are slot route companies mm-hmm. or have bars that have a minimal amount of slot machines, but that is their business. Are you concerned about both of those companies? Because Golden reopened in Montana and they appear to be flourishing there.
Yeah. So I think it really depends on where they're at. And you're going to see several locations be able to open up and flourish. But from a statewide standpoint, I'm not sure that you're not going to see less of those businesses around. Some people may think that that's a good thing, but it takes away jobs, it takes away local income for people. And so generally that's part of our economy. But also the restaurants that had, there are bar restaurants that have gaming that are not Dottie's or Sierra Gold type of businesses, Golden Gaming. And they had substantial income off of that, and they didn't qualify. Now the second round they did qualify, and so we did see some businesses that are associated with that. But there's a lot of auxiliary jobs that go along with those types of businesses. So it's like in the gaming business, where you have convention, you have people that help set up the conventions, you have people that basically service the food industry portions of that. You have businesses that you have gig workers basically that work to set up exhibits or set up outside exhibits as part of the overall trade shows that are being conducted in those businesses when gaming has those large events. And all those people have been out of work. And a lot of those people did not qualify because they're independent contractors. They're starting to be able to get income, to get unemployment insurance for that. But they initially did not qualify, and they were behind the curve on that. So when we think about the context of that, we need to think about the larger scale of not just the existing business, but the support that they and the businesses that go into supporting those businesses.
All right, let's take a break. More with Terry Reynolds. He's the director of the Department of Business and Industry for the state of Nevada after this timeout.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Terry Reynolds. He's the director of the Department of Business and Industry for the state of Nevada. Michael Brown was on this program right before the coronavirus hit. And he was talking about the fact that we were at a point now where Nevada no longer needed to go out and find the Teslas and other companies like this that needed benefits from the state to be able to bring jobs to the state. And that we were going to be looking for companies that were bringing in higher wages. At this point in time, are we not now looking for anybody who will bring jobs to the state of Nevada?
Well, we are, but I think there's a double-edged sword to that. First part of that is that, yes, you want to bring in companies that have high-paying jobs, that have a solid track record of a business and being able to have longevity within the business world and be able to provide their employees with a good living, but also with providing their employees with insurance, health insurance, a good health insurance program, and be able to have what we want to say is a social conscience, where they come in and they want to invest in the community. They're here for the long term. They're not just coming in to take advantage of the things that a community can offer them, the incentives
okay,
that they
so,
can offer.
Okay, so because we're running low on time now, yep. I just want to say, you know, that's in a perfect world. At mm-hmm. this point in time, we are going to literally see thousands of people unemployed for a long period of time. They're going to go past the unemployment payments from the state, and unless the federal government comes up with even more trillions and trillions of dollars to support the states, we are going to have a need for jobs.
But you still have to fund education, you still have to fund health care, you still have costs within your communities that you have to fund. So I think what Mr. Brown was looking at is making sure that we attract the right types of businesses that will also be involved in the community and be able to pay those costs that we have within our communities to support our communities.
And I'm not disagreeing with that. I mean, Michael did a terrific job on the program talking about where the state was headed at that moment in time. And with all the good intentions mm-hmm. in the world, he never, as anybody else did, saw the coronavirus coming around the corner and hitting us in the way that it right. did. People talk about and have talked about forever about diversification. Northern Nevada has been incredibly lucky with the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center to have the ability for diversification, but gaming is still a huge player in Northern Nevada.
Yes.
It's about 30% or so of the revenue that comes into Nevada. For Las Vegas, 150,000 hotel rooms, diversification is not a 30-year project, it's a 50-year project, isn't it?
It's a long-term project. And so, but we're still working with companies, we're working with Governor's Office of Economic Development. As you know, we do the bonding for the state of Nevada, and so we're still looking at industrial revenue bonds. We're still working with companies that are interested in getting industrial revenue bonds to be able to finance their projects. So that's ongoing, and that's always ongoing. We're working with local companies. We're working with the regional development authorities to be able to bring in business within the state. And that's the other side of our job within business and industry. We're primary regulators, but we also work with businesses coming in to make sure that they have take advantage of the economic opportunities that we can provide to them in terms of bonds and knowing how to work within the system to be able to get the best out of the location they're in and to be able to support the communities that they're in with their business.
All right, let's take another break. More with Terry Reynolds when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with Director of Department of Business and Industry, Terry Reynolds. I could talk to you all day, but we have about 30 seconds left. The Virgin Train, yes. It's been approved for the bonding in California. We were waiting on getting the bonding approved or not in Nevada. Do you think that this is going to help us to get the bonding because of our current financial situation?
Well, I think they're going to be successful in crossing the finish line and being able to get their bond in Nevada. They still have a few little items that they have to complete, and we're working on that. I have to do a findings of fact to make sure that they have everything complete before I take it to the Board of Finance. We're looking at probably late summer or first part of September to bring that to the Board of Finance, and they should have everything complete by then.
And that's where we have to leave it. I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately we're out of time. Please come back soon. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Thanks,
Sam. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.